Bread is called the staff of life for a reason. It's smack dab in the center of society, and it can be an agent for change as well as simply food. Think of those bread riots that started the Arab Spring. Well, there's a baker in Washington, D.C., who's using bread as his vehicle for personal change, and he's proving it's never too late to make a fresh start. Mark Furstenberg is 75, and he's opening a brand new bakery, Bread First. It's not something most of us would begin to consider at that point in our lives. Rebecca Shear paid a visit to the bakery, still under construction, and brings us the story.
If you step inside the spot, soon to be known as Bread First,
see if I can open this door,
you'll find yourself inside a bit of a construction zone.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm looking for Mark.
He's right there. See the old man?
The so-called old man here is baker, entrepreneur, and James Beard award-winning cook, Mark Furstenberg. I say so-called old man because even though the Baltimore, Maryland native is 75 years old...
Can I ask when your birthday is?
In June, I'll be 76.
He's throwing his entire heart and soul into launching Bread First.
Although I was clearly too old to do it, I really wanted to do it.
Too old? Why do you say that?
75-year-old people don't generally start businesses. 75-year-old people generally are in Palm Beach or Palm Springs. Or some palm.
But not Mark Furstenberg. I mean, he didn't even become a professional baker until his 50s. He worked for President John F. Kennedy. He wrote scripts for ABC News. He even headed a company that manufactured copper tubes. But in 1988...
I was working for the Washington Post, and I turned 50 and decided I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't like writing about other people's experiences. I wasn't ready to give up my own.
So, after an inspiring, if heated, conversation with his dear friend, then Congressman Barney Frank...
I can't repeat on the radio exactly what he said.
Furstenberg decided to take his longtime love of food...
and make it my profession.
As for what kind of food to focus on...
I was a parent of two teenage boys, and my sons and I carried a questionnaire door to door around the neighborhood asking people what they wanted. And those questionnaires came back and people wrote all over them, why is there no good bread in Washington? I used to live in Brussels. We had wonderful bread. I used to live in California. We had wonderful bread. We want bread. And I, having been a home baker, thought, oh, I can do that. That was stupid.
Stupid.
It was not stupid to decide to do bread, but it was stupid to think that I knew anything relevant to baking it professionally.
So he apprenticed at bakeries around the country. And in 1990, he opened Marvelous Market, credited as the first Washington bakery to turn out European-style artisan bread. He sold it in 1993, and 4 years later, he opened the bakery cafe Breadline.
And when I sold the Breadline downtown, I expected to be finished as a baker. I wanted to be a consultant and coach.
But that gig didn't quite pan out, for one thing.
I wasn't very good at the consultant role.
And for another, in 2010, his older sister died. Carla Cohen had founded and owned the legendary D.C. bookstore Politics and Prose.
And had done something so wonderful for the city by creating a little institution that is valued by the city. And I thought, partly in her memory, but partly because of my having lived here for half a century, that I ought to try to leave a bakery in the city.
And that bakery is, of course, Bread First. One thing Mark Furstenberg is especially proud of is how the bread oven, food kitchen, and pastry kitchen will all be fully visible to customers.
I wanted to create as intimate a connection as I could between people and the baked goods so that adults and particularly children can watch the process.
And that's a big thing with Mark Furstenberg, educating people, helping them learn. That's why he enlisted 5 apprentices to help him open Bread First. Like Michelle Vaughn, a young attorney who dreams of opening her own neighborhood bakery.
I'm putting together a website for Bread First. There was a period of time where I was sort of overseeing the apprenticeship program. There was a period of time where I was participating in design and looking up vendors. So it's really been all over the map for me.
Same goes for Violetta Palchik, whose vast retail experience got her promoted from apprentice to Bread First's general manager.
you know, Mark was saying it's strange to have someone as old as he is opening the business, but I think we get two benefits. One is he has fresh ideas, even though he's an older man, you know, he's modern, and he also has all that experience. So you get someone who's creative and fresh and innovative, but you also get someone who has a lot of wisdom.
Mark Furstenberg says he plans on contributing his fresh ideas and wisdom full-time once Bread First opens this spring. But once the business is on its feet, he says, he'll pull back until eventually he'll sell it to his staff.
I may appear to all of you to be in good physical condition, but obviously I'm not going to be able to be doing this into my 80s. My strategy for trying to create something that is of value to the city over the long run is to sell it to the people who make it successful in the first place.
After that, he says he's not sure what he'll do. He may stick around D.C.
I've not lived anywhere else for 50 years.
Or he may not. But one thing is definitely for sure. You're not moving to Palm Beach or Palm Springs or whatever, are you?
No, I would be bored in Palm Beach.
Mark Furstenberg is the creator of Bread First in Washington, D.C. Rebecca Shear is host of Metro Connection on WAMU. Well, you can put your bread to good use if you check out his recipe for garlic crostini with pancetta. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.